Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, Shabbos 13. And on Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara was going on in discussion on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph about whether a man and his wife, if his wife is in need, are they, or if they're allowed to lie together in the same bed while wearing clothing. And so, in this context, the Gemara tells a story, moves into a discussion of Ula, Kihava Asimi Bei Rav, that when Ula would come home from the Beis Medrash, Hava Menashe Klehu Achvase Abei Chadayhu, that Ula would kiss his sisters on their chests. And when kissing them on their chests, he would say, Va'amri Lei, and he would say to them, Abei Yadayhu. He would say that it's as though he's kissing them on their hands, meaning to say that it was not anything sexual for him, and it was permitted. Upuigi didei adidei, but this activity of Ua, that he was allowing himself to kiss his sisters on their chests, this argues with a different statement that Ua made, where Ua's behavior contradicted a statement that he made, because Ua taught afilu shum kurva asar. Ua taught that with respect to a prohibited relationship, like a man and his sister, even any touching is prohibited. If it was shum korva, even any closeness. And what's the reason why he says it's prohibited? Because he says it's like a Nazirite, whereas it states by the Nazirite, it states, lech lech amri nazira sechor sechor lekarma lo tikrav. We say to the Nazirite, go around the vineyard and don't come into the vineyard, because maybe you're going to eat from it. And so too, with respect to the prohibited relatives, we should say also that a person should be very careful not to act in a way that, even though it's technically permitted, to not act in a way that might lead one to sin. And so Ua himself acted in a state that it was permitted, but with respect to others, he said it was prohibited. So what is the reason that Ua acted in this manner, that for himself he ruled that it was permitted, but for others he said it was prohibited? And so the reason is because Ua understood that for himself, that he, according to Tosos, that he knew he was not going to sin. And so too we see a similar situation with Rav Ada Bar Ahava, where according to the Gemara in Ksuvo 17a, it says that he used to go on the shoulders of a bride, or he would put the bride on his shoulders and dance with her at the wedding. And his students asked him if they were allowed to do it, and he said to them that for him it was permitted because there was no sexual arousal, but for others it would be prohibited. And so therefore, that's the same idea here, that Ula says for him it's permitted, but for others it would be prohibited. In this context, the Gemara tells another story about the Tanin de Be'eliyahu, Ma'isa B'Talmud Echa. There's a story about a student, Shoshana Harbe, that he had studied a lot of Mishnayos, V'Kara Harbe, he had read a lot of Torah, V'Shimesh Talmid HaChachamim Harbe, and he had served a lot of Torah scholars, Omeis Bechatzi Yamav, and nevertheless, even though he was seemed like a great guy, a good Jew, he died very young. Vahaisa Ishto Notelas Tfilav, and his wife took his tefillin, Umechazartam Bebate Knesios Bebate Midrashos, and she was walking around with them to all the academies and to the study halls, and she said to those people who were sitting there, she said, "Ksiv b'Torah, it says in Torah, ki uchayecha v'orach yamecha, that Torah is going to be a long life. But my husband, Shoshana Harbe v'kara Harbe, my husband, he studied a lot of Torah and he read a lot of Torah. V'shimesh talmid chachamim, and he served a lot of Torah scholars. Ma'meis b'chatzi yamav, how come he died at a very young age?" And nobody was able to answer her. Loya Adam Machzira. That nobody was able to answer her. Pam Achas. So one time what happened? Nisarachti Etzla. So one time what happened was, in the Tanan de Be'elio, it says that one time I was staying there as her guest. V'haisa Masicha Ko Osam Ora. And she was telling everybody the incident. V'amartilo. And I said to her, Biti, my daughter, Bimei Nidusech, in the time where you were a Nida, that was during your 7 days after you first saw blood, Mahu Etzlach, what was your activity with your husband? And she said to me, Chas v'shalom, afilu be'etzva katano nagami. Well, it was my Nida days, God forbid, he didn't even touch me with his small finger. And then I continued to ask her, and says, Bimei Libunech, these are the 7 clean days that were added on that you kept upon yourself as though it was a ziva, as though you were a zava gadoa from the Torah. You have to wait 7 clean days. So during those 7 days, which were a stringency that was added on by the practice of the daughters of Israel, Mao Etzel, how did you act? How did he act with you in those days? So he said, so she said, well, in those days, achol imi v'shasa imi v'yashan imi b'kirv basar. Those days, he ate with me, he drank with me, and we slept together in the same bed, but we, you know, without engaging in marital relations. And he didn't actually violate the Torah by engaging in marital relations. And I said to her, Baruch HaMakom Sharago. So the Tanya Bel Yo says, it was a good thing that Hashem killed him. Yeah, he was violating the Torah. Torah says you're not supposed to do that. He's not supposed to come close. And even though you didn't have marital relations, he was supposed to have died because he didn't make harachaka. He didn't make a distancing to the biblical law of Nida, and he should have done a distancing. So this is our Gemara, and the idea that he was praising Hashem and saying he was supposed to die is obviously very hard for us to understand. But the basic idea is that our faith, our tradition, our rabbinic tradition teaches us that we're supposed to act even stricter than the law under certain circumstances where there's obviously a predisposition to sinning because a person is inclined and by their nature to commit certain sins which are readily available. And so therefore, a person has to go stronger and stricter and to prevent ourselves from sinning.